A new study draws attention to the threat that Asian carp could pose to the Great Lakes. A University of Michigan researcher says bighead and silver carp are capable of surviving and thriving in much larger areas of Lake Michigan than previously thought. Peter Alsip is an ecological modeling data analyst. He says his study is grounded in a decade's worth of research by fellow scientists. Alsip told WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz that Asian carp can survive even when feeding only on the waste produced by quagga mussels.
That was a 2016 study done by scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey's Columbia Environmental Research Center. They collected some biodeposits from these mussels in a drowned river mouth lake in Michigan. So those are the lakes that are connected directly to Lake Michigan, and they evaluated the ability of these fish to feed on them and manage their weight, essentially grow on this resource.
So what your study is pointing to is bighead carp would have the ability to thrive in great portions of the lake, whereas the silver carp could thrive, but in a more limited area?
Yeah, so the way I think a good way to interpret findings from both species that the silver carp habitat really highlights where the best habitat is, because if they can survive there, so can the bighead. Bighead, I think, shows the possibility of what these fish can possibly endure. So in a way, they're potential scenarios of the suitability available to these species. And then I'll just quickly add on to that. These fish are capable of swimming long distances and fasting for long periods of time. So it's possible that when you pair those traits with our findings, it suggests that these fish are capable of spreading to areas like Green Bay and other productive areas where they're going to want to go, and they might be able to mitigate or manage their weight loss as they travel through these unproductive corridors by feeding on a variety of different prey.
The carp could outcompete native fish, or fish that we would like to be populating the Great Lakes, getting the food that is necessary to their survival.
Yeah. So we've actually seen in the Illinois River, these fish are capable of outcompeting certain types of fish that they share similar types of prey that rely on plankton, as well as there's a possibility that these fish can be affecting larval fish of all species, because at this early stage of a fish's life, they're relying upon plankton as a food source. And in a food-limited environment like Lake Michigan, most of Lake Michigan's open waters are pretty food-limited, this could be an added stress to the resident fish that rely on this food.
What would the key finding be in your mind of the work that you've done thus far?
I think the main point that this research demonstrates is that the risk of establishment may be actually greater than we've acknowledged in previous studies when we're considering the possibility that carp can feed on multiple types of prey throughout the water column. So I think this, in general, just reinforces the importance of investing in prevention. If the lack of plankton was maybe thought to be a potential barrier to the establishment of these species, we're showing that, well, if they feed flexibly on different foods at different points in the water column, they might be able to survive and grow and get to the more plankton-rich waters of the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes have endured a lot, but this could have a great impact on the system.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in terms of invasive species, the Great Lakes region has really had its scars. If you think about the impact that the mussels have had and the sea lamprey, we've learned from that. And so that's why I think there's so much public awareness, rightfully so, about these Asian carp species. And it's encouraging to see that people care about maintaining the ecological integrity of the Great Lakes, which also affects broader socioeconomic stability in the region.